Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings from St. Didymus Interdenominational Church, the Church of and for Persons with Disabilities, Teenagers, and the Community present Disability Deliverance Ministry. Our foundational scripture is found in Matthew 11 and 5. The blind see, the lame walk, and those with skin diseases are healed. The deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor are told the good news. Our senior pastor, Reverend Ray Razor, is our host. Welcome, Reverend Ray Razor.
Well, hello to you, Sister Renee, and thank you very much. And I hope all is going well with you today. And this is a special day because this is Meet the Blind Month, which I am blind, and this is also Awareness Disability Employment. And also, it's White Cane Observant that starts on October the 15th and goes to the 21st. So it's so appropriate that we start this new show and new adventure. And I don't want to say adventure like adventure, cutting up, carrying on. But this new this new adventure, because it's going to be an adventure for us, with our church, St. Didymus, and Interdenominational Church is presenting the ministry, our radio ministry called Disability Deliverance. So, back to you.
Well, Reverend Ray, why a church of and for persons who have disabilities and seniors? Doesn't the existing church do a good job being inclusive?
Unfortunately, Ms. Renee, even in the year 2016, there's some a lot of discrimination and a lot of excluding probably the largest population in the United States, of close to 57 million persons with disability. A lot of persons with disability is just not understood, and because the way some of them might look, or because the way some of them, like with autism, might be outspoken or making certain action noises and stuff, and then blind people. That's so a lot of churches, I don't want to say the word not embrace, but they do not make the church accommodating or inviting for a person with a disability. Many times I have visited churches and asked about, did they have a disability ministry or do they have an accessibility ministry? And a lot of churches do not have that because they say they don't have people with disability. And when I talk to a few of their members say they have family members with a disability, but the church doesn't accommodate them or make it inviting to them. And it could be a lot of times of just people being uneducated and I won't say ignorant, but uneducated about persons with disability. So, no, the disability population in the community, and as seniors get older, you're going to develop some type of disability, and they are not involved in the church. You don't see them as part of the ministry. You don't see them doing the prayer. You don't see them doing the welcome. You don't see them in the choir. You just don't see them reflected of the community, and the community and the congregation is all people, races, color, fat, small, tall, short, but you don't see disability people in a role of a visibility. So we think it's so important that persons with disability know that Jesus also died for them, and he has a purpose in place for their life as well, and they also going to be up in heaven in their mansions and some and welcome and they should know salvation. So that's why this is so important.
Well, you know, so many times you go in churches and you see ramps and you see Braille on the bathroom door, but that sort of is all the visible signs that a church is even acknowledging persons with disabilities. And you use three words that I find intriguing. You use inviting, you use accessibility, and you use inclusion. Is there a distinction between each of these words and what it means to the disability community and the senior communities?
Well, let's take inviting. Inviting would be where the human factor, and that might be what we call your first response, the ushers that might meet you, or the greeters in Cedars that might meet a person with a disability at the door of the church. And a lot of times they are not warm. A lot of times they use the word clumsy, but just not trained or have been sensitized. But haven't given sensibility training where they know how to engage with a person with a disability. So a lot of times that first encounter could be a turnoff, and so that's not inviting. Or it might be that they don't have Braille, the bulletin in Braille, and that's fine because that is an expense, and a lot of churches don't know about that. But there's other accommodations that they could give them a CD or tape and let them know that this is, you know, our service procedures. And then accepted is when a person with a disability might go and sit beside someone, and you might have someone with autism or look a different way, and it's noticeable on some people's faces that they move away from them, or they don't want to shake hands with them, or if the person with a disability speak to them, they don't engage them. And then the last you said was inclusion. Inclusion is what I spoke about earlier, that they don't include a person with a disability. A blind person might want to join the choir, and they say, well, you know, we don't have things in Braille, and they go beyond that. They don't say, well, let's see how we can accommodate you and maybe put it on tape for you, or maybe have someone, you know, assist you with learning the verses. You know, they don't do that, or and others. It might be a person that has a learning disability, and they might want to work in the tape ministry, and they don't want to take time to, you know, to work with that person. So those are inclusion, and I'm talking about the churches, and these are members of the churches as every month that, to help that church finance function day to day, but yet they don't want to accommodate or have any type of programs to include the persons with disability and seniors in. And let me be fair and say there are a number of churches that do have senior programs, you know, two or three times and sometimes five times a week, but very few churches have that. So that's what those three words would imply to people with disability.
Well, you've certainly made me think about how to be more inviting and more inclusive when people want to join certain ministries that I don't think necessarily someone would think off the top of their head. But that's really eye-opening. Let me ask you about the name St. Didymus. It's not a well-known name. Who was St. Didymus?
Well, it's not a well-known name now, but in the 4th century, St. Didymus was a blind theologian, and matter of fact, this month is his birthday, October the 18th. So he was born in the 4th century, and I think I have to remember what the year was. But anyway, and he was a blind theologian, that taught and also and wrote and interpreted scripture, and so he was very well known at the time, and for several hundred years, he was still recognized as one of the most learned theologians and he was at Alexandria, which is very well known in the Bible as well as throughout history. So he was a Mar, didn't have any children. I guess even in those days, priests didn't marry if he was considered a priest. And so we named the church after him so we can keep in front of people's minds that people with disability, like a theologian many, many centuries ago, also contributed. God used their life that had a purpose, and God had a plan for their life to also be blessed and be a blessing to the body.
Now, St. Jerome, who was Didymus' pupil, referred to him not as Didymus the blind, but as Didymus the seer. What do you see as the unique work of disability deliverance ministries?
Well, the work that we see is that those three words you use about inclusion, accepted, and that third word,
we want
St. Didymus Church be a place of, as you know, we say of and for. We want to be of with persons with disability serving every aspect of the church. Me being the blind pastor, we want people in wheelchairs to be deacons and people that have epilepsy and people that have autism, and we want them to be trustees. We want them to be missionaries. We want them to be inclusive in the church and doing everything, and them know that they have a purpose and God loves them. And the second part of that is that also churches that persons with disability belong to, we're working with them, that if a person with a disability, as I mentioned earlier, a blind person, wanted to be part of the choir, what they might not have, this church might necessarily have the expertise or the capacity to get Braille, the music in Braille. They might not be able to have the audio description to be able to teach the person, but St. Didymus will fulfill that by being a liaison to help that person that's blind to be able to participate in the choir. We will get the necessary media that person can learn. If a person, that's in a wheelchair might want to participate in a different ministry, then we will help the church to be able to have the type of accommodations to be able to make this happen. So we see ourselves as playing two roles. One, St. Didymus Church itself, having a church that represents the disability community when you look up front visibly to see it, and two, to be able to be a liaison for those who want to belong to other churches, their church, to be able to participate with the accommodation and the education and sensitivity that we will work with their church to train the necessary personnel to assist them.
Okay, so my question is, and I feel a little bit like the All Lives Matter versus Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter discourse. Will able-bodied people be welcomed at St. Didymus?
Yes, because here again, we are not going to commit the same crime that the able-bodied churches are doing by excluding people with disability. So yes, family members and friends and those who want to know Christ, those who want to know about salvation, because we also feel that our number one, what the Bible say, the Great Commission, that we go out and we share the good news, the gospel, which we also understand with everyone to share that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, hung and died on the cross for my sin, your sin, all of our sin. Don't matter if you're black, you're white, you're in a wheelchair, you're blind, for all of our sins. And then he was buried. Yes, he was buried for 3 days. He was buried for 3 days. And this is a distinction. You have other prophets, Muhammad, Joseph that was buried. You got Buddha that was buried. Those people still buried, and you know where their graves are. But on the third day, this is special, is that Jesus rose. Jesus rose, and over 3,000 folks saw him ascend into heaven, and we know that he's a living Christ and sits on the right hand of God and do intercessory prayer for us. And that's why prayer is so important. But I just come back to the beginning of your question and say that we accept everybody into the church because we realize that that is our purpose, as well as is to go out with the Great Commission and tell the gospel.
Okay, well, Pastor, let me take a break and remind listeners to whom they are listening. You are listening to Sight and Vision, Disability, and Senior Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com, the Marketing Pulpit Network. We are heard live every Friday from 3 o'clock to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time and on demand. Every first Friday, we will be presenting St. Didymus' International Church's Disability Deliverance Ministry, and your host is Pastor Reverend Ray Razor. For more information, go to our website, disabilitydeliverance.org, or give us a call at 301-798-4020. Now back to our host, Pastor Reverend Ray Razor. Pastor, interdenominational celebrates the strength of many denominations. Will St. Didymus draw people from all Christian expressions?
Yes. And the reason we chose to be under the interdenominational, because, again, we want to keep the foundation of us understanding. We don't want to discriminate. We don't want to belong to a necessary association that will exclude any kind of way, exclude other persons' other person's faith or beliefs. So we don't want immediately that they see up on our banner. May it be the website, may it be driving past our church. Right now we're going to be meeting at Word of God Community Church, where Pastor Willie W. Duvall is being kind enough to let us have our services in their church at 4109 Edmonston Road, and that's in Blakensburg, Maryland, until St. Didymus is blessed with our own building. So we don't want to have that we exclude anyone from joining or attending our church services. So that's why we chose interdenominational church for all people.
Okay. Now, Reverend Ray, there are a number of people in the Bible who had disabilities and elders, persons up in years, whom God used to express the gospel. Why do you believe it's important to highlight their contributions in teaching and preaching?
Well, and that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that, because that is the bedrock of St. Didymus Church. We want to show again that in the Bible, which is the word and our source of our foundation and belief, that there were persons with disability in the Bible that God used to be a blessing to them and a blessing to the body spreading the gospel, and that people today that have been so beaten down, have been so discouraged, have been so put in a box, have so glued it from society, we want to show them that, no, there exists other person with disability that's in the Bible, that the Lord used them and used their lives and their testimony of their disability to show that they also is accepted by the Lord. They also have a plan and a purpose in their life. So therefore, just like Paul in the Bible, people want to be a Paul and be a great educator and an evangelist, and people in the Bible like Peter, people want to be Peters. Well, so also people in the Bible can be people that have disability. The blind man in the Bible that they use, the man with the withered hand in the Bible. The elderly couple that was in the church that waited for Jesus to be born and then came as a baby and all. So we want to show that persons with disability and teenagers, as we call a senior that now has the finances to be able to do what teenagers do, so we call them teenagers. So therefore, they know that there's a place for them today, not only in the church, but also in society.
And that's well said. And, you know, I also think of it as seen. You know, they've seen a lot of changes in their lives.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes seniors are marginalized either with the music or with other people taking the front row in the church, and they sort of get shuffled off into one of the little senior programs or something else. So what you're saying is that St. Denis is going to be mindful that all people contribute to aspects of the worship experience and that all of that must be taken into account. Well, I want to change the thought just a little way. What can listeners expect every first Friday?
Well, every first Friday, the first segment, we're going to do a lesson, and the lesson and the teaching is going to be taking a figure from the Bible that has a disability or a teenager in the Bible, and we're going to explore their life and their contribution in several ways, how they became disabled, how they cope with their disability, and how they use, or God used along with them, their disability to be a blessing to others and help spread the gospel. So that's what we're going to be doing the first segment. And then the second segment, we're going to have a minister or a pastor of another church, which we will talk about that pastor's church, that guest pastor's church, and then we will have that pastor give their impressions or their interpretation of the life of the Bible character that we chose for that first segment. And then we will close out. So those are two segments that we will be doing that disability deliverance will be sharing.
Well, let me ask you a question about changing the attitude and the mindset of existing churches. Now, we know that St. Didymus is part of a very new ministry and a very new focus. How could St. Didymus go about helping re-educate church communities, parachurch organizations within the church to be mindful of being more inclusive? Do you see a teaching role for St. Didymus in that interaction with some of these ministers and pastors that will be visiting every first Friday?
Yes, I do. And what I'm hoping is twofold. One, as we introduce ourselves to the different churches, attend the different conferences, attend the different trainings, because churches have conferences, they have you know, conventions and all, and as the members and specifically our ministry staff attend these different and various events, that we will partnership with other churches, and one of them would be like we're directly doing by bringing the pastor on once a month. And so we would get to partner with the different churches and the events that they're doing. So as we work with them or partner on a conference, maybe that we might partner with two other churches and put and have our resources come together to do a disability training, a disability sensitivity training, or just something for families that caregivers, a person with disability. So as we come together and work together, and they can see that the members of St. Didymus that runs the church are involved in event planning, involved in the Tate ministry, involved in the very elements that it takes to put together a conference, and as well as people with disability doing the teaching, doing the training. So in that way, it won't just be we'll be lecturing or we'll be talking at churches and congregation that you need to open up a space or you need to make space for us. They'll actually see that we actually are participating and doing these things, and that way they can become more comfortable with interacting with other people with disabilities.
Well, I do, again, just want to remind listeners that every first Friday we will be presenting St. Didymus Interdenominational Church's Disability Deliverance Ministry, and your host is Pastor Reverend Ray Razor. And for more information, go to our website, disabilitydeliverance.org, or give us a call at 301-798-4020. Now back to our host, Pastor Reverend Ray Razor. And Pastor, I know that you will want to give them where the where St. Didymus is meeting this Sunday. So I will let you have your final thoughts with our listener, and again, remind them of where St. Didymus is meeting and at what time.
Thank you, Sister Renee, and thank everyone for joining us today as we launch our new ministry from St. Didymus Interdenominational Church. We will be meeting every second Sunday for right now from 3 to 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. in that East Coast time, and we will be meeting at Word of God Community Church, and that's at 4109 of Edmundston Road, and that's in Blakensburg, Maryland. And for further information, you can call us at 301-798-4020. That's 301-798-4020. And we will be, and we thank you, and this is Reverend Ray, and I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, vision, vision. God bless and be blessed.